Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Christopher Media, let's make some noise. From Asthma Core Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now...
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
159. I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Rich.
Yeah. Another crossover episode. Rich from Unregimented. Sporgy. Sitting in with us in the flesh, too. Not just a disembodied Skype voice. Yeah,
thanks for joining us today.
My once a year... pilgrimage to Asthma Core Studios.
There you go.
So what are we going to talk about this week?
Weed.
Yeah,
well, besides that.
What do we talk about every week?
Yeah.
Bill Maher said a bad word
Bill
last
Maher
night. Bill
Maher's a naughty word. Do we have to lose Bill Maher now?
No.
Well, everyone gets fired, right? Kathy Griffin's losing gigs.
As long as it wasn't as bad as holding a bloody head of Trump.
First of all, I've heard worse reactions from Bill Maher when he's, I don't know, is it... Said way less offensive jokes. I can't pull one out of my ass off the top of my head, but...
Michelle Bachmann's husband used to be the butt of those type of jokes.
Yeah.
People would be like, oh, and he'd look at the audience
right.
And be like, fuck you.
Right. So, I mean, he gets groaners all the time where, like, people are offended by what he says, and he tells them to grow up. And he had to tell them this, too. He's like, it's a joke. But I judging by his audience in the studio reaction... I don't think that anybody that truly watches Bill Maher every week was like, that's it. I'm not watching this show anymore.
Exactly.
All the people that are offended didn't care to watch him anyway. So it's kind of like Kathy Griffin. I don't think she lost any fans.
Right.
But unfortunately, she had a gig working for CNN. And
yeah, none of her fans are going to... are going to go, oh, well, this is out of character, and I'm so right. offended that Kathy Griffin did that. I'd pretty much think the same thing with Bill Maher. But you got the people that are professionally offended, and they're going to whatever. But they're probably casual Bill Maher fans anyways. They're not the ones that are week in, week out watching them.
Right.
What happened to people owning their shit? That's what I was disappointed in Kathy Griffin and both Bill Maher.
Yeah, because Bill Maher apologized for
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And he own did it. That quick.
Own it. You know why? I know why. I'm a grown-up. I understand. I have a job. HBO was pissed. They came out yep. and said they were pissed.
Yeah.
So, but still.
Yeah. I saw the HBO statement before I saw the apology. I'm like, oh, apology pending. So, yeah, I mean, sure, Bill could be more principled and go try and find a job somewhere else. But is it really worth it? You know? He didn't say the word because that was the hill he was going to die on. He wasn't in his dressing room before he got on stage and was like, I'm dropping an M-bomb tonight, come what may.
Right?
You know, tonight's the night.
I've been waiting for this.
I'm doing it. I don't have any black panelists.
I'm like the one guy in America who's allowed to say it.
Well, apparently not. No. There's no good time for any That's white right. person to say it.
Eminem had to have it edited out of his album,
there
Bill.
There you go.
We can't say it.
What's very strange, though, is that you can pretty much say it in the context of movies and shit. I mean, Quentin Tarantino gets hell for going overboard with it, but...
Yeah.
I mean, even those
characters say it in his movies.
But no one said nothing when Louis C.K. was writing Chris Rock's jokes.
Well, that was good. See, he's kind of got a ghetto pass, and he's half Mexican anyways.
Louis C.K.?
Yeah.
So...
That's
so that means he can say like
he's lower other on the things. Social like he passes right. for white, but he's Mexican. I just listened to a podcast of him and Patrice O'Neill from back in the day, where Patrice O'Neill was like, "I had no idea you're Mexican." He's like, "Shit, I thought you were just a regular old evil white man." He's like, "'Cause you got red hair and everything."
Well, who is I forget his name, but I listened to an interview with Dave Chappelle's writing partner.
Neil Brennan.
Yeah, Neil Brennan. And he was talking about how, because I think, I can't remember who the interview was, it might have been on WTF or something, but they started asking about like specific jokes. Oh, this was on Fresh Air, yeah. And as Terry Gross played the race draft sketch.
That's one of the best ones ever.
I was asking him about kind of getting some specifics about some of the jokes.
Bill Burr was in it. It was great.
And he's like, well, you know, Dave and I always had a rule that we would never say who wrote what because they didn't want to deal with it. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to deal with, well, who wrote this sketch about, you know, about the blind white supremacist. Didn't know he was black. And try and pick it apart.
Speaking of Neil Brennan, have you guys seen that Three Mic special of his on Netflix?
No, yeah, that's what he was promoting, and I haven't seen it yet. Oh, I heard some clips of it, and it sounded like it was up my alley. And
look at Bill. He's got hair.
He's holding on to hair. Let's be honest. I don't know about saying he has it. He's holding on to it.
Is his special good?
Yeah, I liked it. It almost feels like kind of a one-man show versus a stand-up show, though.
Right.
Like more John Leguizamo type.
That's cool. I love John Leguizamo stuff.
Yeah, the previous kind of framed it that way.
Well, the three mic. He has one mic for, I mean, he just gets up and lays out one-liners. He's got one mic where it's more of the storytelling type jokes and comedy. Mm-hmm. And then one mic where he just talks about his life.
Right.
Which is amusing, too, so.
That's right, I said it. Good evening and welcome.
For the first time in my life, I can say this. For shizzle.
This is for all the marbles. What happens here will state the racial standing of these Americans.
Oh, look at Bill Burr, so young.
Dude, seriously. The one that killed me in this.
Some of the biggest names in sports and in entertainment.
When the Wu-Tang Clan got drafted, that's what killed me. The RZA, the JZA.
They don't think they get drafted by China?
Yeah.
Yes.
The blacks have actually won the first pick.
Wow, that's the first lottery of blacks.
I love Dave Chappelle's white newscaster.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite characters of his.
The microphone now. Why don't we take a listen?
That's most deaf.
Team Tiger Woods.
Oh, look at Tiger before it all came crashing down.
His mother tied. Well, it doesn't matter anymore because now he is.
It's the guy doing the robot in the crowd.
The Asians have got to be upset.
There's no question about that, Robert, but you got to think about it. He's been discriminated against in his time, he's had death threats, and he dates a white woman. Sounds like a black guy to me. And if you ask me, looking blacker already.
I'd like to say it's a tremendous opportunity for me to finally be part of a race, have a home. Been so confused if I'm Cavalcade and so many things. So long, fried rice. Hello, fried chicken.
That was the only line that he would cop to writing. Because he was making a point about something, and he's like, "I'll tell you, this is the only joke that I'll tell you who wrote it, and it was me." Because Terry Gross started asking questions like, okay, but like, how do you, like, some of these jokes involve race, and when they come out of a white man, they're considered racist. Like, how do you present those jokes to a black man?
He's my friend. He knows what I'm saying. He knows I'm saying it in the context of it being funny.
Right.
That's it. Dude, seriously, come on. We all got friends that we rip on, like, just ruthlessly. I have a friend whose mom's dead, and we talk about fucking his mom constantly.
I thought that was the one rule. At least with my friends, that's the one rule. Mom's dead. Out of the game.
It
can do it.
You're talking about guys that grew up together, though, so it's just how we are.
Playing the ruthless league over on the west side.
Yeah. Like,
The East Side doesn't have shit on us in that one aspect. Yes.
If Bill Maher was talking to a black friend of his and said that joke, I'm sure it would be no big deal.
Yeah.
Because they know Bill Maher and they know that he's not a racist. But I don't understand. I mean,
racist.
I mean, I understand why people are offended by the word. But to the point where we can't even joke about it.
I'm done with everybody being offended.
Yeah.
I'm offended that everyone is offended. Everyone being offended at everything is offending me as a logical thinking human.
He's not going anywhere.
All right. Who wants to bet $1 next week? All black panel.
Is he going to have Jesse Jackson
one
on
black
like South Park?
Hey, I got three black friends.
I got Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Right.
I got,
what's his nuts? He was just on.
Yeah.
Homeboy, I love him. He cracks me up.
Cornel West.
Cornel West, thank yes. you.
And whatever woman he's currently dating.
Mos Def.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah.
Yeah, right.
Whatever receptacle is being in rotation at the moment.
That would have been awesome if he was said, instead of coming out and apologizing, he's like, look, my girlfriend wrote that joke.
There you go.
It can't be racist. I saw the Wonder Woman movie yesterday.
Whoa, how was it?
It's pretty amazing, actually.
Wow.
How much time do they spend in her world?
A decent amount.
Okay.
Let's start with the movie is insanely competently handled. I mean, structurally, it's probably one of the best superhero movies that I've seen. It's right up there with, well, I mean, one of my favorites is Winter Soldier. And as far as having to have so much to do, you know, pack it all into a movie that's less than 3 hours, this movie does a phenomenal job.
So W, does she have an invisible lasso? It's an invisible plane?
It's not. She doesn't have an invisible lasso.
Yeah, it's not invisible. Yeah.
No, there's no invisible plane. But just about everything else is there. I'm not a huge Wonder Woman fan, but I definitely like the character. I've read some runs of Wonder Woman, but usually I don't tend to stick with them. I mean, maybe I just haven't found the right combination of writer and artist that really makes it stick for me. But there's something about this movie that just. I mean, I was getting choked up in just stupid scenes of, like, seeing her and Steve Trevor meet for the first time. You know, I mean, I'm intimately familiar with the story of Wonder Woman. I mean, you can't read DC Comics and not know who the fuck she is.
Did they redo this song?
Yeah.
They did not.
Is it a 2017 remix of this song?
Look at how hot Linda Carter is. Look at
how those things are almost out of that seriously. That
yeah, is, a little bit more of a stretch. Give it up.
You almost see areola. That's pretty impressive for that time period.
But honestly, Gal Gadot is more beautiful. She is just a fucking stunning woman. And so much fun to watch. She is goddamn charming. But yeah, I was kind of getting choked up just because it was just so cool that there is finally a female-fronted superhero movie. I mean, nobody else is in this shit. This is all Wonder Woman. There's no guest stars popping in. And even the way that it's set up, I mean, it's set up first scene as like a reflection back on Wonder Woman's history. It's like her, it's like, you know, Princess Bride or something. Like, it's a story. But you only get that, like, little intro, and then it comes back to present time at the end of the movie. In between, it's just one continuous story of just her entering the quote unquote man's world.
No, is anyone entering her? At any point?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's very tastefully done.
Is it a man?
Yeah, that was a good question.
Hey, where she grew up? You never know.
Yeah, that's what I've always wondered.
Is Robin Wright in this movie?
Yes. Yeah, she plays...
I would take that in lieu of a man.
She plays Wonder Woman's aunt, I believe, and is responsible for training her.
Training, but, huh?
Well, there's a scene
grooming,
where...
whatever you call it.
There's a scene where Diana's leaving the... leaving Thymascara with Steve Trevor, right? For the first time. She had just found out that there is a whole world out there and Steve Trevor is the first man that she's ever met. And so they have to... they're on the boat. It's nighttime. They're going to go to sleep. And he's acting all weird because, like, he's going to be a gentleman and, like, here, there's a little bed area prepared for you. I'm going to, like, lean myself up against the mast or something. She's like, that's ridiculous. Just sleep next to me. There's plenty of room. Why does this... She doesn't understand why it's awkward. Because, well, I mean, again, she's never seen a man, but she talks about how in the on the island in Thymascara, they understand that men are needed for procreation, but they found that they are completely unnecessary for any sort of physical pleasure. So
sounds about right.
Basically implying like there's no men, but we get down.
Ah.
Scissor Sisters.
Yeah, so is the scissor scene tasteful?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the movies, the action scenes are just amazing as well. There's three, like, big fight scenes, and the first two are the best. And you've seen clips of them if you've seen any of the previews or anything. But the one where Wonder Woman charges through the battlefield. This all takes place during World War One, and it's across a stretch that's called No Man's Land. That was right on the front, where it was just, you know, one side and the other side, and nothing in between. If you went out trying to charge across there, you're getting shot down. And she just like takes her coat off, and she's got like the suit on, and she's got her fucking shield and shit and her sword, and just charges through there, taking all the fire. And it's just an incredible scene.
How long until there is a porno with Wonder Woman and Xena? This version of Wonder Woman.
Sure, there is already one.
What? First of all, wait a minute. Like, Wonder Woman's been around for a long time.
I know.
This isn't the world of being introduced to Wonder Woman.
No, but like, this is the first non-Linda.
We've had over...
This is the first Wonder Woman. It doesn't look like this.
Any female superhero has...
Looks like this.
Was Linda Carter in the movie?
You're asking how long, like, you forgot the rules of the internet.
Oh, it's already happened. They're producing
already
it
exists.
Right now. By the time the show's posted, it'll been up for 3 days. Yeah. Good question from Rob. Is Linda Carter in the movie at any point?
No.
Not even a shitty cameo?
No. They really don't do the... well, they're not Marvel, first of all. DC doesn't really do the stupid cameo things.
All right, nerds. Explain to me Stan Lee's cameo in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Wait,
he's talking to Utu. He's talking to the Watcher.
Yeah. What do you need explained? Who do you want to know who he was talking to?
He's just supposed to be Stan Lee in that situation. He's not supposed to be anybody else.
I mean, I guess because he's making reference to what I can't remember
like
what
it's supposed
cameo.
To be, oh, it's crazy wacky Stan Lee talking to one of his characters. Is that supposed to be the joke?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the Watcher is there to literally watch over the Marvel Universe.
And oh,
different
so
watchers
it's,
that
like,
are
it really
to
doesn't matter. Yeah,
stuff.
The primary thing
it's
with
like
that.
The creator and the Watcher
just,
hanging out together.
Just putting the Watcher in there, like any Marvel fan was shitting their pants at that point.
I was like, oh shit. Yeah. Never thought I'd see the Watcher in any of the movies ever.
But yeah, back to Wonder Woman. She kills people, man. This Wonder Woman is brutal. Like, she is a fierce fighter.
So they just said, fuck it then, in the DC universe and doubled down on we're going as gritty as possible.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's not a dark movie.
But you get what I'm saying.
No, I know what you're... I definitely know what you're saying. There's, like, there's this... Well, with Zack Snyder being the dominant person... the driving force of that universe, he's got a very dark aesthetic, both in the writing and in the visuals. And this is definitely not that. But this Wonder Woman is ruthless. But it's not gory, certainly. It's handled very well. I mean, ending might have been a little wonky.
Is it setting up anything?
No. It is a self-contained story.
Is the next one after this supposed to be the Justice League?
Right. Yeah, and that's going to take us back to the present.
How do
time.
I know that?
Yeah, how do you know?
Because I don't know.
Because it's news.
Jesus.
Because I think I saw a list of big movies coming out or something.
Because yeah, even if you don't want to know it, you know it. You
I know, right?
You see it everywhere. Like, apparently there's a movie chain who, for whatever reason, were putting out promotional popcorn boxes. And they put the ones they're supposed to put out after the movie premieres.
Oh, shit.
So it's got Superman all over it. And I guess that's supposed to be like
a
secret that he's not coming back or that he's coming back in that movie. And I'm like, I think every fucking comic book fan knows he's coming
right.
back. If you're at home and you're going, I wonder if Superman's going to come back to life, then you're about 9 right now.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. You obviously don't know who Doomsday
they can't.
Is.
They can't do that movie without Superman. They can't do that movie without Henry Cavill, because I don't mind Ben Affleck. I think he did a good job as Bruce Wayne. But Henry Cavill is a charming-ass motherfucker. That Man from U.N.C.L.E. movie that nobody saw was fucking fun. It was really good. I'm still pissed that we don't get a follow-up to... was it Man of Steel was the one that Henry Cavill did, the solos?
Yeah.
Where he broke Zod's neck.
Yeah, right. Screams.
Well, that set up Batman versus Superman, because that's what Batman was pissed about. He's like, fucking, you destroyed half the city and killed
and
people.
My
right,
building.
Right.
Yeah.
And my banker.
I was fine with this till you fucked my building up.
Basically, Bruce Wayne in that movie is a very pissed off Donald Trump.
Right.
Now, he's going to make Gotham great again.
Now I got to file a claim.
Superman, you made a stupid move. It's a bigly mistake on your part.
He's a big blue loser.
Wait a minute. This is my realty. My property. You broke it.
What's Trump's mother's first name? We got to find somebody with ethics.
Martha.
And the same name of their mother. And they can team up and realize that they're not so different.
He's like, is your mother's name Martha? That's my mom.
If he was a little bit more reserved, I could see him playing like Lex Luthor in a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Who, Trump?
Yeah.
He would have been better than
yeah, you just have
name?
To play himself.
Eisenberg.
Come on, dude.
That was horrible.
Stop.
Jesse
that.
Eisenberg is fine. He got handed a pile of shit as the
No,
in that
someone
role.
Should have told whoever wrote it or told him to act like Heath Ledger to knock it off is what they should have fucking done. This is not the Joker.
Yeah.
This is Lex Luthor. It's a totally different person.
Right.
I don't know, doesn't Gene Hackman own that role?
Yes. In my opinion, yes.
That's right. Next to him, everyone's just a hack.
Shouldn't every
who else did the role?
Shouldn't every interpretation from here on out be a nod to Hackman?
Bald guy? What was his name?
Trying to remember. I forgot about him.
Yeah, Smallville, there was a Lex Luthor.
What about Superman Returns? Was there a Lex Luthor in that?
Yeah, Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey. Oh, yeah.
All right.
He had that sweet boat that they fucking blew up.
Yeah, and what was it? I think it was Kevin Smith to point out. He's like, okay, so we have the Donner ones, and we have the new Superman ones, and Lex Luthor's basically a land baron.
Yeah, right.
In all these movies, he's like, he's got some land scam for you. We're gonna drop bombs along the fault line by oceanfront property in Arizona. You know, it's like
drop bombs. If you think about the scientific principle of that and hope, because really. Unless you're setting off like multiple nuclear warheads that would just nuke most of the land anyways, you're not really going to accomplish that. The amount of force you would need.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I'm not even worried about that. It's just I really want to see Superman fly backwards against the world and turn back time. Now.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That was sweet.
It's the only way he works. That or flux capacitor.
Or I want to see him go and like fight that blonde dude that was built in the nuclear bomb in the fifth one. Remember him?
With the bitch nails, he scratches him and he gets sick.
Yeah, I love that dude. That was like the worst, best character in a movie I've ever seen.
What was that character's name? Was it Nuclear Man? Was it really Nuclear Man?
No, I think he had one name like Nova or like Solara or some shit like that. But yeah, he was a horrible character. I don't even remember who the guy was.
It's like,
I'm going to have to look that up.
It's like... It was like the 80s version of getting Skeet Ulrich instead of fucking Johnny Depp. They couldn't get Dolph Lundgren, so they got that guy to play the role.
Yeah, exactly. That guy was a horrible Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph's too busy making that He-Man money.
I remember that movie, too.
I was disappointed as a child.
Was it?
I was like, why is this not a cartoon? Was my first thing. Just give me a 2-hour He-Man cartoon, goddammit. That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
Gave me real people.
Do you think any of our parents realized how homoerotic He-Man was?
No.
Like, none of them was like, why is he playing with all these toys
with
guys in their underwear?
I'm sure one of our dads
underwear?
Had to be like, yeah, why does this kid want all this shit with these guys in loincloths?
You really want to buy my dad, I remember, he'd be like, you really want this shit.
Like,
there's a half-naked man in a bubble pack here, and you want this? Whatever, I've lost my son. Like, it's obviously...
was it Manny Faces or whatever?
Manny. Oh, yeah, I had Manny Faces. You could spin the face around.
That was the first one my dad, I remember, he was like, that's kind of cool. He's like, the rest of that, riding cats and shit? I don't get that, man.
Yeah, that made no sense.
Oh, I had, like, the battle damage, the battle armor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He-Man and shit.
I had, yeah, with and the, Skeletor. The silver armor with the chest plate.
The Hot Wheels, when they come out with those.
I was just going to say, yeah, I had those too.
Smash them into each other. Mm-hmm.
That was the best shit.
Rich, you were right. That guy in the movie Superman 5, Nuclear Man.
They couldn't come up with anything better.
Nuclear Man, yeah.
Nuclear Man, really?
You are. in the funniest part, in IMDb, they don't even have a picture for him.
Nuclear Man.
Mark Pillow is his name, by the way.
Is that what he bit to get the role?
Yes, a big ass pillow. And I'm telling you, ladies, best known for Superman 5, Alaska Kid, and Wise Guy. I've never heard of those other two movies.
I remember like an 80s TV show, Wise Guy. It was on the air for like a second. That's it, man.
Yeah.
That is, wow.
Some crazy ass shit. Then this is the best picture from IMDb.
Nuclear Man, Superman 4, The Quest for Peace. He has a wiki entry.
Yep. Oh, there he is right there. Yep.
He looks like he's like the lead singer of Striper. Look at all that black and yellow.
Oh, yeah. He'd be perfect man. For it.
He's a gay bumblebee for Christ.
That's the title for the show right there, by the way.
Gay bumblebee for Christ.
Right, because what, they ran out of Superman villains?
I know,
what
right?
What the fuck? Like, we did Lex Luthor.
If they were going to go goofy.
Did Zod.
Right. We're gonna go goofy.
I guess we just got to start making shit up.
Couldn't they win Bizarro if they were going to go goofy?
Right.
That'd have been awesome.
I wonder if we'll ever see Bizarro on the screen.
I hope so.
Didn't they do that on Smallville? Didn't they have a Bizarro type of... I never watched the show.
I never did either.
I think they may have done something like a hint to him.
Wait a minute. Yeah. We're forgetting one that we rightfully should have forgotten to this point. Lois and Clark. Was there ever a Lex Luthor on that show?
Oh, yeah. Kane? Yeah.
I never watched that show either, so I don't know.
I think so. I think you're right. I think Lex Luthor's always been there, man. Yeah.
I damn near know for sure there was no Nuclear Man on that show.
Another Lex Luthor that we skipped. I thought you meant Bizarro.
No. That would have been the show if he was on there. Yeah. I never watched it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it would have fit in there. Because at one point they had a... Who's the judge from Night Court? Was a bad guy?
Harry
Anderson.
Yeah. Harry Anderson.
And he was playing like a Superman version of the Riddler. Yeah, kinda. It's strange.
Apparently there was. I just looked up the IMDb for Lois and Clark. A gentleman by the name of John Shea played Lex Luthor.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. So there was a Lex
Luthor. They won credit as Bizarro?
Mr. Mitzelplick. That's who he played. Is that the right name?
Mm-hmm. Who are you looking
up? Yeah.
The little... Superman's version of the little alien guy from Flintstones.
Oh, yeah.
Gazoo? Mr.
What's his name? Gazoo?
Gazoo, yeah.
The great Zazu?
No, that was a total ripoff of Mr. Mixelplex.
I was wondering which one came first, and I was pretty sure it was
probably
Which
is a Brainiac. One.
Kind of ripoff of Rumpelstiltskin anyway, so.
Bruce Campbell was in it, though. He played Bill Church Jr.
Good old Bill Church Jr.
Good old whatever.
Such a beloved character.
You know him from classics as Bill Church Jr.
Yeah.
Song?
Rich, would you like to pick a song?
Yeah.
Guest gets to pick the song.
Yep.
Fuck y'all. That's too much pressure in this room.
Too much.
Well, you can pick anything.
We've picked all kinds of shit. You got to pick a song every week.
Yeah, you got to pick multiple songs each. I got to pick one song. The pressure's on. By the way, thank you. I showed up to the Weedsman with no weed. I'm a bad fucking guest on the show here, but that's been remedied now. So I'm high as fuck. So
you good?
Let's go. Smashing Pumpkins, Drown.
There you go.
All right.
I like that one.
Yeah, one is the part of the reason why we're not seeing a lot of love come back around for the 90s Pumpkins material is because he just never shuts up, Billy Corrigan.
He
no matter what, insists on putting out music, even if he can't make good music.
And he's done now? He's hooked his wagon to the Alex Jones bunch.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's also fucking up my favorite sport.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
There's actually clips of him on
the... You just Michael Bay'd my childhood.
Seriously?
Yeah. I'm sorry, man.
I thought you knew. I thought we talked about it on Unregimented.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like right-wing conspiracy
nut. He had a mini-series on YouTube on Prison Planet. Where he went around the country, played acoustic guitar, and talked to people about political issues.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, no. Well, whatever the fuck went on behind the making of pretty much that first EP and the two first albums was just magical.
Yeah.
I mean, this might have been the first song that I heard by them, because I heard it on 89X.
Oh,
and
I am.
They started playing shit before they even had like an official single, and so they were just picking songs to play off of it.
Well, when they first,
there are multiple clips of him being interviewed on Alex Jones.
We don't need to go.
No,
let's leave that rabbit hole unexplored for today. When they first come out, they were on Caroline. With no major distribution. I remember 120 Minutes played, it looked like a student art film for the SIVA video, for the SIVA song.
Well, Caroline was essentially was distribution. That was their specialty. And you could essentially get something pressed up yourself and distribute it through Caroline.
What it was?
They handled a lot of shit that I listened to in the 90s, but... There was only like certain arrangements, like on the back of the EP that Caroline was actually on the label, and I was like, oh, what's this Caroline label? But yeah, they just basically were a distribution hub for a lot of smaller labels like SST and Sub Pop and shit like that. You know, a distribution network for everybody that wasn't Sony.
Was Matador
or
in that
Warner
bunch?
Brothers? Probably so. I don't know.
That's what I'm.
Yeah.
But I just remember they were like, you might have a hard time finding this album if you want it. And this was on 120 Minutes when they showed it. And then 2-3 months later, they released Rhinoceros in that video.
Yeah.
And that's when you could tell the major label stepped in and said, let's spend some money on them.
Yes. Right, but it's kind of... It's fascinating to me because... Well, their music went off the rails for me. I mean, I don't know. I say bad music. It doesn't compare at all to what was done before. To be more fair, I could just say it's not for me. Mm-hmm. Anything past Siamese Dream, not for me.
Yep.
Yeah, but, same here.
But it wasn't this transition that you see a lot of times where, you know, an indie band makes an album like the Nirvana story, you know. Actually, if I use that as an example, then they did kind of the same thing. They didn't start getting weird until In Utero. I guess it happens to every band eventually. I don't know what point I'm trying to make. But they didn't... Like, Siamese Dream could have just been another major label shitty album by a band that was cool when they were indie. But it wasn't. It seemed like very much the natural next step. From Gish.
Oh, definitely.
Whereas
even Pisces Iscariot, I believe it was that between those two for the EP, right?
Well, Pisces Iscariot is all B-side material.
So it's probably after.
It came out. Yeah, I mean, I had, because I was a collector of singles and stuff like that, of import singles. I had a lot of that stuff already, but it was basically like what was the Nirvana one called? Incesticide?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It was basically that for them. We should talk about some pot shit, huh?
But weed? Yeah.
Pot, marijuana, cannabis sativa.
You know, Obama might have been hearing your pleas, Chris.
Really?
Yeah. Former...
Barry!
Former ONDCP official that was interviewed by the Huffington Post recently. Yeah, anonymously. And let's see. There was a story about this in High Times, covered it, which also recently got bought out by one of the Marleys.
Jacob Marley? Like Ebenezer Scrooge's partner?
I think Damien. Isn't that one of them? So This unnamed official, former official, said to the HuffPo that the office was worried that pushing for a decrim would take up too much time, prevent officials from dealing with the opioid problem. But the conundrum that they perhaps truly damned the idea altogether was the fact that coming out publicly in support of anything associated with marijuana would conflict with the very law that established the ONDCP. So,
they're worried they were going to have to shut down something?
Well, maybe worried about his own job. That's kind of what I read out of that. I mean, yes, I understand that your job is to enforce current drug laws and not decide laws necessarily, right? But, I mean, if you want to talk about resources for fighting other more harmful drugs than cannabis, well, isn't that kind of what decriminalization is about? Isn't that why many cities across the U.S. have chosen on their own to decriminalize cannabis? Because they don't have the time to deal with it. This isn't...
Detroit, for one.
Right. This isn't 1980s New York City where you can, like, stop and frisk people anymore. It's just, I mean, one more thing that that keeps you away from actual crimes happening in your city.
He also didn't want the stigma of first black guy and the legalized pot.
Yeah. Well, which kind of says that, you know, if anything's going to happen on this, it's going to have to be a nationwide vote. We're going to have to agree on this as a nation.
I think they'll try to go so far as to make it like an amendment.
Make America stoned again.
Is that how we push it? Did with Prohibition. They made an amendment that you couldn't sell booze in the United States there for a minute.
Right.
Put on a green hat and make America stoned again.
See, but this is funny. I've seen even videos of like the little protest. And when someone breaks out some weed, I don't care what side you're on. If you smoke, they're your buddy for the next 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. I mean, so this is not a partisan issue. If you are a pot smoker and you can get motivated to go to the fucking poll and vote, it could be legal in this country.
Yeah, but it also motivates a lot of people to come out and vote against it. An issue like this is a driving issue like...
Boom. They're
like
probably
abortion.
They're probably drinkers. You know what? Give them a free drinking night before the election. Too hungover to
Hey,
come
if
out.
You come vote on marijuana legislation, you get a coupon for a free beer.
Yeah, Damian Marley bought High Times.
Nice. Isn't he the one running the pot shop out of a prison, former prison?
Is he the one?
The one that was the rapper?
I remember hearing stories about the prison being turned into a grow-up.
Yeah, grow-up. Yeah,
this company is called Stony Hill.
Yeah, that's him. Wow.
Yeah?
Yeah, so he bought High Times and owns a farm. Wow. Good for him. Big moves. I've seen some of their smoking stuff, like the Marley branded stuff. You know, it looks pretty high quality.
Oh, I'd imagine it better.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was part of his family, I'd be like, what is this Kmart bullshit you putting out here? You better put some top of the line shit.
Yeah, it's like really like. Well, like I want to say probably 4 millimeter thick glass, and it's got like wood bamboo, like for the mouthpieces and stuff. It looks like it's high engineering, if you call it, you know.
I wonder if we're going to see something different from High Times with new owners, or if it's going to continue.
It'd be cool if they went back to the old school way.
Yeah,
like, you know, like, interviews, more, you know, like,
yeah,
more.
I'm not a big reader, I confess.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if I've ever read a High Times article outside of, like, the random one that pops up in my Google feed.
Right. I've owned a few, you know, issues. I bought some off the rack. I've, you know, been gifted some. But, yeah, there was used to be a good time where they had decent articles from, you know, bigger people in the industry, actors, musicians, and stuff like that. Now it's all, like, seed bank ads. Like, buy seeds from us. Good shit, you know.
A bit of trivia for you. There's been one person to appear on the cover of High Times that had never smoked weed.
Barack Obama.
Do you know who that is? Never been on the cover.
Mm.
Never smoked weed, but has been on the cover.
Jimmy Carter.
Bill Clinton.
Wow.
He, yeah. Is never, is total straight edge, has never drank, done any drugs, anything like that, and still magically appears.
Not even Mackay.
And still magically appears on the High Times cover.
I can't even think of anybody.
Richard Simmons.
Maybe.
Magically appears.
Magic Johnson?
Magic Johnson? The Lucky Charms guy.
No, Penn Jillette.
Oh.
Wait a minute. You really believe Penn Jillette has always been straight edge?
Oh, fuck it, that.
He has. No, yeah.
Really?
I listen to his podcast all the time.
Seriously?
Wow.
Well, I mean, I know he claimed it, but...
He actually was talking recently about how he may actually try some marijuana.
Ooh.
Might actually come up with some cool stuff, too.
He's never
be
done...
near a microphone when he does.
The only other time that he's ever had anything that he considers a drug was when I think he was injured in some way and they had him on some sort of opioid or something like
morphine.
That. Morphine? Yeah. He had some procedure done, something or other. I don't remember what it was. But other than that, yeah. He's never drank either.
That's wild. I would have thought at least he smoked, you know.
Well, especially when he was younger, but...
You'd think, I mean, he was... kind of like the punk rock musician, or a magician, rather.
Right.
And I don't know. I'd say there's plenty of straight edge punk rockers, too. But I don't think it's not like a principled stand. Like, I don't do drugs because they fuck your brain. It's just like...
right.
Not interested.
Not for me.
Not interested. I think it's much like his theory on life in general and why he's an atheist. It's like he's got everything right here. He quotes... Richard Dawkins, maybe. It was everything in the world is enough, as his pro-atheism quote. Basically saying, why do you need an afterlife? Why do you need to believe that this can't all be created naturally? Why does that scare you so much?
Right.
It's just generations of people have been sold a bill of goods, and they don't even question it.
They just swallow shit for
you. Some people just never think to question it.
Yeah, I agree. Just like the people that think the Earth is flat, so.
I know, right?
Why am I still meeting people that keep saying that shit?
I know, in 2017.
I'm like, yeah.
We've been to space multiple times. There's people living up there right now. We're staring down
satellites.
At the planet.
Do you believe we're not shooting these up into the space? Like, come on, bro.
There are people living up in a space station right now. They're like, nope, round.
Right. Hey.
Can see it.
Yeah.
Every morning.
Well,
see you when I fucking go to bed? See you when I wake up?
And I was listening to... Is it Reasonable Doubt? And they were talking about Ben Carson's comments about poverty being a state of mind. And they talked more in depth about what he was saying in that speech, not just that one snippet, and defending it. And I was like, yeah, I see where you're coming from, but this guy thinks the Earth is 5,000 years old, that the pyramids were grain silos. You know? I can't take anything that he says seriously.
He's a brain surgeon, too.
He's a brain surgeon. That's fine. I'll let him operate on
my
brain.
I'm amazed that he's a brain surgeon. That's what I'm saying.
I think the guy's autistic.
Surgery.
Yeah.
I really do.
I do, too.
On the spectrum, Carson.
Yes.
Yeah, surgery is... It's not like he's out there working with...
I think you have to have a certain detachment from reality to be a surgeon.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Because you can't think about that as like...
Scalpel jockeys.
Right.
Yes. Exactly, Chris.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's a great word.
Scalpel.
Scrubs. They called the scalpel jockeys, and I forget what the other nicknames were.
I'm pretty sure when he's doing brain surgery, he looks at it as, I need to take part A and fix it so it works with part B, and that's it. He's not dealing in science where, you know, the subject of creation comes up and you know, flies in the face of his faith.
Even if you told me that the guy that was going to operate on my brain does drugs.
What kind?
Yeah, what kind?
There's a difference here.
I don't even know if it would be a question of what kind. I would want to know, what does he usually do and what is he going to be doing? Like, does he usually smoke crack before he operates on a brain? And he's still hired. Okay, make sure he smokes some crack before he operates on my brain, because I want him at whatever his level is. If his level's fucked up, that's none of my business, ultimately. I just need performance out of him. You know, I'm like the coach that's just slap some steroids in your athlete and send him out on the field, you know?
Well, then I do.
He's a workhorse. He's
right.
That feeds into the Tiger Woods theory of get this man a waffle waitress.
Please.
To get his game back
right.
on.
Exactly.
Right, and yeah, that whole Tiger Woods thing, I mean, that was all opioids, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we found out.
Well, this time.
Everyone, yeah. when people hear DUI, they think alcohol. But there's no alcohol in that phrase. It's impairment. And that was opioids that were impairing him. I mean, why the fuck is it? I don't know what he goes through, and maybe he has tried cannabis and it just doesn't do it for him. But I don't know.
If he's still golfing professionally, the PGA drug test for shit like that?
It's not to say that cannabis can't impair somebody, but not falling asleep behind the wheel of your own car impairment. And usually when you're that impaired, you're just like, I ain't going anywhere.
That's some George Michael impaired. That's like him mixing shit he should not have been mixing at levels he shouldn't have been fucking mixing them at.
What is this?
This is his arrest.
There's a video of it.
Oh, dash cam, son.
I'm placing you under arrest. Welcome to the future, man. Under influence, okay? Do you have anything on you that's going
to... Oh, they're skipping all the good shit?
Tee, golf ball.
Oh, here we go.
In front of your left foot. Right now, your right foot is behind your...
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's... You failed.
Officer's like, I really want to let you go, Tiger.
I passed that shit drunk before.
Oh, yeah.
So have I.
Yeah, but it's when that cop light hits you, you wake up.
Big time.
That adrenaline.
What did you take? When did you take that up?
I got this.
Did they just beep something?
Yeah.
No,
they beep what he took?
I think the internet skipped.
What's that mean?
No, I think they beeped it.
I think they edited it out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead and step right over here for me.
Yeah. Well,
did they cut out him trying to say the national anthem backwards instead of the fucking...
National anthem backwards?
Instead of the alphabet?
Any of this backwards
well,
shit?
They have to, no, they have to say the national alphabet anthem. Backwards. He starts trying
to... fail that.
I think he's trying to do the national anthem.
Look, I don't think that cops ask you to count backwards or do anything backwards because they expect you to be able to do it.
Right.
It's all based on your response. If you give them some reason why, if you tell them, no, usually, oh, I do
I
this
couldn't
all
do
time.
That sober.
No.
Right.
Yeah. Hell no.
If that's a response, that's incriminating, certainly.
It's like, boom, that's all the answer we needed. Thank you, sir.
Hop on one foot, really? I can't keep my balance normally.
Bro, as drunk as I am, you want me to do what?
Yeah.
But I don't think there's very few people that can just think of words in their head and start spelling them backwards or even a sequence of numbers and just reverse it.
There's very few people can spell even if their phone has spell check.
Well, yeah.
Right. I met people.
We saw evidence of that this week. Well, I just fell asleep on the toilet. Kofifi?
Oh.
I think Kofifi was opioid induced.
God, how great would it be when he gets out of office if it turns out he's on like Elvis levels of drugs?
I bet he is.
And he has 80 pounds.
Remember when he was sniffing
feces?
During the debates, grinding his teeth? His jaw was working like he was fucking rolling his ass off at one point.
Oh, yeah.
He was getting some sort of amphetamines or something to keep him going.
Dude, probably. He says he gets 4 hours of sleep a night. He probably takes something the minute he wakes up to get him up, and he takes something to put him down.
I don't want...
He's like Wolf of Wall Street. I take these Quaaludes in the morning, and I take these Ludes at night. I take these shots in about lunchtime.
Shouldn't you be required to get a decent amount of sleep when you're a president?
Oh, yeah.
Like, 4 hours can't be healthy.
I can hear it now. Secret Service. Mr. President, it's time for you to go to bed.
No. Can't go to bed.
You need to go to bed, sir.
Sir, turn the light off. Put your phone out. Don't make me come back in here.
Melania, give him a blowjob. Good night, sir.
We're logging you out of Twitter, sir.
One thing I'm fairly certain of is that Donald Trump has never smoked weed. But... Yes. The people guarding him, the Secret Service, may be weed smokers or at one time have
They'd
been
have
weed
to be
smokers.
Dealing with him all day. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Man, I can't wait to get home.
Every time this guy opens his phone, it's ridiculous.
Now, I doubt you could get a job in the Secret Service if you're still actively smoking weed. But it does not.
No.
It no longer necessarily precludes you from being employed.
Theory. Sean Spicer getting high.
No.
He's like, what am I supposed to do? I got to go out here and talk about this guy. And that's how we get all of these No, Sean Spicer gaffes.
No, my story is specifically about the Secret Service. That's why I brought them into it.
Just there.
Yeah.
This is the guy who was hiding in the bushes.
This is a segue, you see.
Yeah. Sean Spicer right. Be that dude, the old dude trying to smoke the weed.
Secret Service Director Randolph Ailes. That's a unfortunate last name. Actually, this is A-L-L-E-S. How would you say that? Alls?
Ailes.
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 Yeah.
Ailes.
That's not how you say that. Speaking Thursday to reporters in his first press briefing, he says he's very dedicated, or described a force of very dedicated agents facing near unsustainable levels of round-the-clock protective coverage. Basically, they're wearing thin, and Secret Service agents aren't all that easy to come by. So they're being forced to relax their requirements. So,
hey, shut them, smoke this. It's the new policy at the Secret Service.
Now, it's not that they're posting a sign that says "weed smokers welcome."
Right.
But yet. If it yet. Comes up, if you report and they already find out,
we're only 6 months in. Hey, wait till the full year.
You used to smoke. You used to be a big weed smoker in college. They will.
You want to watch the president?
Yes.
Says,
you feed him twice a day. Keep his water dish full.
Make sure he gets plenty of exercise.
He only gets about 30 minutes of screen time. Try to keep him away from Twitter.
Don't give him too much Mexican food. It angers him.
Don't feed him after midnight.
Their consumption of cannabis would be looked at in the whole of what is this person? You know, are they a reliable person? Will they be this president's Meacham and relieve his stress? Oh, Meacham. Hey, what's up? Mikey B's
Mikey
here.
Mikey B.
Rolling in.
Blast in with fucking...
Just rolls in at the end.
90s rock on his shirt.
I feel like the Hulk Hogan theme should have been played when he walked in.
That's back when he was The Rock. Now he's Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne.
Looks like he was a matador from where
Look how much more... Look how far forward his hairline is.
That eyebrow.
Shoot. He's got to be pushing 50 at this point, right?
Yeah. Yep. He's going to be the next president.
He doesn't need hair.
I know, right? Just like Bill Burr. He doesn't need hair.
He'll look awesome.
That's right. The new mix.
Remix.
So I haven't landed on a definite version of it yet. I'm still fucking around with it.
It's a work in progress.
Is there a post we should hit?
Hit it.
I don't know where it is.
Oh, I don't know, you want a beat or something?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
There you go. Is it about time so much ago? Yeah.
No.
Turn my shits up. Thank you for downloading the Weedsman Podcast for free on iTunes or from ChristopherMedia.net, and please make sure to rate the Weedsman Podcast 5 stars on iTunes and help to tell others about the Weedsman Podcast by leaving a comment. Thank you for following the Weedsman Podcast on Twitter at TheWeedsman420 and on Instagram.
The Weedsman Podcast.
And you can follow the Weedsman Podcast on Facebook to like and share the Weedsman Podcast. You visit ChristopherMedia.net for all the other podcasts available on the Christopher Media Network. Check out, Sporgy and Unregimented.
Unregimented.
Rich is here. It's like two crossovers at once. So check them shits out. They're available. We get new shows available every day, almost. I think except Monday. That slot might be filled soon.
Rainy days and Mondays bring us down.
Yeah.
Boom.
Now I'm talking to, a new old show in the works. On the network. Guys that helped us start out in the beginning might be getting the show back together. Guys out in New York. More to come on that later. But, yeah, just check out ChristopherMedia.net. You just go there. It's how you listen to everything. You can hit play. You can subscribe on iTunes. Subscribe on Android. Or you just stay there. Whatever works. That's all we care about. And if you want to donate some money to us, like, hey, we like what you're doing. I think we're worth a fiver. You know? Go to, ChristopherMedia.net. Just donate button. Uses PayPal. It's all secure and stuff. And Amazon. Everybody uses it. Jeff Bezos is about to be richer than Bill Gates. He started something. All right. Everybody uses it. I could be using it right now. Mandy is upstairs. She has access to the account. I could be using Amazon at this moment. So hopefully she clicked through the link at ChristopherMedia.net. It's not going to cost you any extra money. If something's like $6, it's not $7. Stay $6. And you can help support the show.
Bro!
It's that time.
Oh, there we go.
Let's do this.
Bro!
Hey, what do we got? What's the holiday?
Father's Day.
Father's Day.
It's early June, so there's graduations
still
going
graduation
on.
Graduation parties going down.
Dads and grad season.
Dads and grads. All right. You know what? You know it's hard to choose gifts for dads and grads. You know, but you know there is a way of finding this out. Brobasket.com.
I can scroll down, help you out.
Thank
here.
You. And you know that this is the hardest to shop for, but you know what they actually like? These dads and grads, they like booze.
Yeah.
They've been working hard.
Yeah.
They've been going to school. They've been taking care of the family.
Yeah. Someone's got to keep the lights on.
Go to brobasket.com.
Worth a little more than the big piece of chicken.
You got, you know, a variety of different baskets to choose from. The pre-made ones, you know, like the booze and Jack and Coke.
Junior executive?
Executive, too. Hey, I'm going to walk through this. But, yeah, you can go there, select what you want, their favorite tequila, whiskey, I don't know, beer. Hey.
I'm pointing at my screen like it'll help you out.
I know. But I'm jumping all over the place. But you know what? Find your favorite gear and your accoutrement. Hey, we're here, 21 and over. I'm over. I'm done. I'm high as fuck. I'm stumbling. I've fallen. No one wants to help me up, so
boozeless but still cool bro baskets are available. The brobasket.com gives you many shipping options to choose from, including rush delivery Saturdays. You gotta be 21 and over. State and local laws apply. Beer, wine, and liquor might not be available to you, so check out the brobasket.com before you order it. But that's how you help support Christopher Media. We got a link. Click through it at ChristopherMedia.net. Do it. The brobasket.com. Woo.
Bro.
Oh. Bro.
Kanye in there. Our future president.
Yay, yay.
President West.
God.
Hey. Anything's possible now.
I'm voting for The Rock.
I'll take it. I'll take President West at this point.
The Rock over President West.
Hey, you can get a hell of a first lady out of it, right? All right. First president to give a rock bottom.
Fuck yeah, raise the eyebrow in the UN. When somebody says something wrong. It's a fucking eyebrow. Clink, like, oh shit. No, we're with America now. Yeah, so, that was a stupid idea.
Something must be wrong with my hearing. Because I know I just did not hear the Prime Minister from Japan say that shit.
Drops a Rudy Poo in the UN.
Wait a minute, sir. Who are you with again? I'm with the state. It doesn't matter what state you're with.
Yeah.
Wow. I just can't wait. That'd be more entertaining than Donald Trump.
Well, until that happens, stay high.
Stay high.
Stay high.
Stay high.
Arugula.
I can just pitch.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.